Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Leaf Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about life in the network. Turns out that we're connected by many different kinds of networks, some that we know about, some that we don't. And today we'd like to find out how can these networks make our life better. Be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, it's really groundbreaking research because it completely changes our previous perception of ourselves as individuals acting alone on our own, opening an entirely new world to us where we're all interconnected and interdependent. And on our previous shows, we talked about many different aspects of the network, and today we'd like to keep talking about how does life in the network influence us. And a very interesting thing discovered by researchers is that actually every person has a special, unique place in the network. There are people that are more or less influential. There are people that start trends that affect and infect many people. It shows that our genes affect us not only about how social we are, but about our specific place in the network. So this is something really interesting. And we wanted to ask you, does really every person have a special, unique place in the network, a special role? What is actually our role as individuals in the broad network? Are you talking about the internet or about the network that connects people by unseen, unrevealed threads that aren't electronical or electrical or anything? Yeah. So there's a special network that connects us all that, let's put it this way, these are threads that connect all of our hearts together. These are emotional threads. And next to these emotional threads, we also have an instrument called the brain. And this instrument, it directs, navigates the way we will treat each other. But our attitude is only emotional, because we're all made of the desire to receive pleasure. And it's our nature, and therefore the connection between us is through the will to receive pleasure. That's all we have. We're all in all the will to receive pleasure, only in thousands and thousands of different ways. And what I want from others is to receive pleasure. And if I give to others, it's because I get pleasure from it. That if I receive pleasure from giving, then I give. If I receive pleasure from receiving, I receive. If I get greater pleasure from giving one thing than another, then that's what I'm going to do. In short, what I'm doing all the time is that I'm scrutinizing, measuring, weighing the pleasure. And our mind is there only in order for us to scrutinize it, weigh it, and find out where can I get more. Because the heart, it merely feels, and the mind, it measures. So actually, our connection is based on emotions. We communicate different emotions to each other. We communicate through emotional threads. What kind of communication is it going to be? At what intensity and what frequency and what style altogether and so on? This is determined by the mind, the brain. But we know that there are different things communicated through the network: opinions, inclinations, thoughts. All these things don't travel through the net. You can't send a nice job through the network or a nice dress that you enjoy, but what you send through the network is either pleasure or pain, and only. And the mind knows how to wrap up the different forms of pleasure or pain so that someone else in the network will be able to understand what you've sent. When we talk on the phone doesn't understand what I'm saying, the phone itself. But you, that decipher my words, understand what I'm saying. Meaning, this is how it passes from my heart to your heart. That what I feel in my heart, I want for you to feel in your heart. But in between, the threads, the network itself, doesn't do anything. It's all done by the people using the network. So the network actually consists of individuals, each of which have a heart in which they feel pleasure or pain, that send these packages of emotional information of whether they feel now pleasure or pain. Yeah? Okay, so if I take a broader look at the network, there is you, there is me, there is Tal, and many others, and all together we are the network. Now, does Tal, for example, have a unique place of her own? And if so, then what's the difference between her unique place and your unique place and my unique place and so on? This is called a place, the heart, that's interconnected with all the hearts in the network. But it's her heart, and it's different from my heart? Of course. How? In the quantity and quality of emotions, called the ego. So, everyone has a unique place of their own in the network? Of course, everyone does. How would you characterize the uniqueness of everyone's place in the network? How is her place different than mine? To the extent to which she's different from you in her desire, in the type of her desire, in her ability to scrutinize her desires, the pleasure or the suffering that she receives in the will to receive, and the extent to which you can add the mind to the desire in order to change the desire from one desire to another, choosing a more preferable desire. I also wanted to understand the matter of emotional communication between us, because externally wise, our communication is made out of words, actions, different give and take. And from what I understand from you is that these are different clothings on my emotions, meaning that if I give or if I receive, of course it's all emotional. So this is what I'd like to understand. The internet that's filled with different... Are you talking about the internet or about a heart-to-heart connection? I don't want to get confused here with you. I'm talking only about the network that connects us from heart to heart. And that this is the network that exists in nature. This isn't the internet that was invented 30 years ago. So I want to understand the difference. There's our day-to-day life where we connect with each other, and besides that, you say that there's a natural network that connects us that we're not aware of, where we're also emotionally connected. I don't want to talk about the internet. Don't use this word, because it will confuse us. And well, what do I have from the internet? That we are trying to be connected in our ego in order to use each other. Right. So why should I be on the internet? I use the internet only in order to instill our method there, the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, hoping that it will help mankind to rise a bit and come closer to shift from the internet to the spiritual network. In this network that connects people from heart to heart, this network that, as you say, existed in nature long before the internet was invented, of course, does everyone there have a special role? I understand that everyone has a special place there, and the difference between us is the ability that we have to scrutinize our emotions and so on. Now I'm asking, does everyone also have a special role in the network? Yes. Is there someone in the network who doesn't have a role? No. So everyone has a unique role. Yes. How can a person discover what his role in the network is? This is something else. Then he has to come to us and study. So I came to you to study. How do I discover what is my special place in the network? You want to learn the entire Torah standing on one leg. So I'll tell you, what does the Torah say? Love another as thyself. don't do to others what you hate. This is the first stage. And the second stage is love another as thyself. Why? Because by that you start feeling the spiritual internet, the spiritual network of connections between the hearts, between the individual souls. That's it. And that's all there is. That's all you need. What's the connection? The connection is that then you discover the connection that exists between people. And you're a part of that connection. You're in it. Then you practically learn, how can you influence them? How do they influence you? How can you manage your fate? How can you help others? And by helping others, how can you elevate yourself? How do you reach a state where you really acquire this entire network in a good and nice way in order to bestow good onto it? And then you discover your best possible state where you really bestow to everyone and you love everyone as thyself, and you're integrated with the upper force that exists in the network. So you're saying that in order to find my special place and role in the network, I have to start relating to everyone else with an attitude of don't do to others what I hate, and then in an even more advanced attitude of love another as thyself. So you're actually saying, oh, and look, you have a special place and role in the network, but you can reveal them only when you will start treating others with this special attitude. Why does something so intimate and private, like revealing my place and role in the network, depend on this precondition of starting to treat others in the network in an attitude of not harming and benefiting and loving? I didn't ask what should be my attitude towards others in the network. What I asked was, how can I myself reveal my special place and role? It's like my most personal thing. So why is it conditioned upon my attitude towards others? Because that's all there is. You're in the network. You have to discover it. You have to discover what your place is, your attitude towards others, their attitude towards you, and then you discover the truth, where you really are. Otherwise, how can you answer your question? It's impossible. You want to see the truth? Reveal it. Be boss over your situation. Understand who you are and the extent to which you can benefit your situation and so on. I won't be able to reveal the truth, my situation, my place, and so on without improving my attitude towards others? No. Why? Because you won't understand the system. You have to know, what is the system that you're living in? Why does that depend on my attitude towards others? Because you're related to everyone. You're interdependent. This is how this entire network works. Earth doesn't exist. Nothing exists. There's just each one of us that's connected from heart to heart with all the other hearts. What are you going to do? You have to reveal this entire system. And how do I treat others, and how do others treat me? And the better I treat them, the more I feel their state. And so I also reveal my state. So, besides that, there's nothing else to do in this world, only to connect to this network as quickly as possible and to fly with it to higher degrees. We're living in the worst possible lowest degree, that really there is no worse place. And what puts us here in this worst place? Nature does, in order for us to start ascending. Ascending to what? Ascending in the degrees of our connection. And then, according to the extent to which I connect with others on more as if restricted, connected degrees, accordingly I discover our force that each gives the other. Whatever he has, he also gives it to others, and then all of us together have an eternal, whole and complete life where we supplement and add to each other. No one dies. You don't live on your own and don't die on your own, but we're all together. And therefore, this state becomes a whole, complete, and integral state. And in it, there is an eternal life. Because there is ceaseless flow there between all the parts of the network, Exactly. Right now, where we're not aware of all of these things, what do we look like through the eyes of someone who does see the network? You're not seen at all. There's your place, and it's empty. There's his place, and it's empty. Because in this network, there is only man's participation on the level of the soul. And if he's still on the degrees of the still, the vegetative, and the animate, and not on the speaking level, on the level of the soul, then the place is empty. What is the soul? It's the connection between us, all in all, that's called the soul. So what does it mean to participate on the soul level? That we're connected together in a good, nice, emotional connection. So even if we're not in this special, unique place of ours, the network influences us. It influences us in order to pull us to it, in order to pull us to correctly exist in it. Do we unconsciously influence the network in any way? Only to the extent to which we suffer and want to get rid of this life, then we advance towards it, but in an unpreferable way. So what impulses does this network perceive from man? What does he have to transmit? Man, love another as thyself. This is the kind of connection that when we try to connect with one another this way, we discover the network and how we exist in it. What kind of matter is it expressed in? You're asking me. You're the psychologist. It's an emotional matter in our emotions. That's all there is. So what does it mean? What does a person have to do with his emotions in order to meet this condition, to try and feel what does the other need, what is he lacking, and to try and fulfill their desires? And why would that connect me to the network? Because the network entirely is called the network of our connections. So once I'll actually start directing myself at connection, I'll start feeling the connection that exists. So why are there researchers that see that there are people whose influence is stronger or weaker in the network? It depends on a person's spiritual development. What does ruchani, spiritual, in Hebrew mean? There's the degree of nefesh, which literally means that there's no movement, nefisha. And ruach, from the word ruchaniyut, meaning spirituality, means that a person can already perform towards others. And are there congenital differences in our ability to influence this network? There are many. There is an entire science here that maybe we're only beginning to understand. There is an entire science here which is on a level that's disconnected from our reality and exists only in our connection at heart. Dr. Leitman, who's managing this network? It manages itself. It has the positive force called love, bestowal, faith. Only don't get confused regarding what these words mean. I'm already confused. Who manages this network? The force of love, of connection. The complete, good, and nice connection is what manages the network. Who or what is this force? A force? Why don't you ask about the force that sustains the universe or that's churning our planet? The solar system, galaxies, why don't you ask about that? We're living around the sun, around one star, on this one small planet Earth, at the end of one galaxy. Really, at the end of the galaxy. And it's one of billions and billions of galaxies. So why don't you ask about that? Who controls all of this? Nature does. Here too. Nature. So the network of connections between our hearts is managed by nature. Yes? By what rules? What rules does it go by? Yeah. It's controlled by the rules of love. And what do they say? These rules are about bringing all of the still vegetative animate and the speaking degrees to a state where they will all connect in complete supplementation on the highest, best possible level, where no one thinks about himself, but everyone rises above their ego, and everyone will turn their egoistic will to receive, to enjoy, into a desire to delight everyone. And this way, this integral system will be able to work. So there's one central law here? Yes, the law of bestowal. Previously, you said that man, by nature, wants to bend reality to his benefit, to try and influence things for them to go in the direction that he wants, and eventually, it always turns out to our detriment. Yeah. So what kind of new attitude should we have in life in order not to do it? What does it mean to flow with the system and to believe that it's leading us to a better place? Not a problem. For this, we were given the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to come closer to realizing the system between us? How to enter it? It exists between us, but in an as if corrupted form from our perspective. And this is done by us connecting as human beings in tens, for example. Tens meaning what? 10 people, meaning in these small teams. Yeah, like it says in the Torah that this is how Moses divided the people. And we try to connect with one another, each in their own 10. This is what we teach in our framework, and whoever wants to learn about it and discover the system and his soul is invited. And there we teach how to correctly connect. If people understand that, and this happens gradually, and they agree to trying it, then they try it between them, and then they start discovering that really between them it's possible to build this kind of system, which is a mutual system. And the more you advance, the more this mutual system becomes the system of the soul, meaning that everyone thinks about all the others and not about himself. Once a person rises above his own ego and thinks about his 9 friends, then he starts feeling that he came out of himself and he's integrated in what's outside of him. And then he feels that he has entered the spiritual realm. And there, only the force of love and bestowal acts, what's outside of his ego, as if he has leaped into a new reality. And then what? He gets a new mind, reason. Of course, he starts feeling and understanding in a new way. And all of it stems as a result of him wanting to connect with others and bestowal. So he has a new mind and heart, intellect and feelings. If in the past he used to think, what will I get, how will I benefit, what will I gain as a result, he's starting to think, what will they have as a result? And when he comes out to them in bestowal, it means that he has reached the degree of the beginning of the soul. And this promises that he won't destroy nature like man's used to. Then the general force already works on him and accompanies him. And so do we, of course. Why should a person start thinking about others instead of himself? It's not natural, and what will he get as a result? That it's not natural, you're right. What will he get as a result? He'll get to know a different world, a higher world, a world that he lives in with his soul and not in body. What determines whether a person's more or less connected with the network? Can you disconnect from the network, or are we connected to it all the time? We're in the network all the time. The only question is, do we understand it or not? Are we aware of it or not? Do we control it or don't we? By the good force, we control the system. This upper world in which a person lives in soul and not in body, is it better than the world that a person feels now? There is nothing worse than this world of ours right now. What do people enjoy there that I'm not familiar with here? This is where people actually enjoy, because what you enjoy is the entire system, the force that fulfills it, the endlessness, the unlimited knowledge, understanding, feeling. Whereas here, you're not living on the spiritual level, but on the animate level, and the only thing that you're concerned with is your body, that from day to day is dying. So when you're saying that a person can come to know